This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at wyll.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair. In the resumption of trading, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 509.5, up 3/4 on the open. March 524, down 1/4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 483, up 2.5 on the open. March 503, up 2. May $5, up 3. July 470, up 3 on the open. December corn opened at 349.5, up 6.25 on the open. March 365.5, up 6. May 369.5, up 4.25. July 374.75, up 4.75. September 360.5, up 4.5. Redline December 349, up 4.25 on the open. December oats opened at 261, up 3/4 on the open. November beans opened at 658, up 6.75 on the open. January 670, up 7.5. March 681, up 6.5. May 689.5, up 7.75. July 697, up 6.5. Redline November 706, up 6.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 197.50, up $2 on the open. January 198.50, up 180. December soybean oil opened at 27.80, up 11 on the open. January 28.17, up 10. At the Merck, November feeders open at 97.60, down 120 on the open. January 94.70, down 100. March 93.75, down 102.5 on the open. December live cattle open at 85.55, down 25 on the open. February 88.45, down 30. April 89.35, down 12.5. June 85.75, down 22.5 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 62.40, down 57.5 on the open. February 66.20, down 55. April 68, down 75. May 71.20, down 77.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 88.25, down 57.5 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the prices are off of their highs, the opening bell highs in the corn pit, although some good strength still. Prices to the firm side, what's going on there?
Well, you know, we're going to see some consolidation here for a while. When you look at last night's high, it's pretty close to some resistance levels. The Dease corn at had a high last night at 52.25. 53.5 is 50% back up to the high of 367 in that Dease 07. You know, same thing in these beans in through here. The overnight high in the Jans was 71.5. That's exactly 50% back up to their high. So I imagine we're going to sort of battle sideways here for a little bit. The key is to hold last night's lows. If we can hold last night's lows, we're still in a position to chop around in here. A day trade today would be buy the market and put a stop under last night's lows is sort of the trend here today. See if that holds or that trend continues. Here at 10 o'clock, they're looking for export inspections in wheat to be 14 to 19 million bushels. Corn shipments anywhere from 38 to 43. Beans anywhere from 24 to 31. USDA did announce that we sold 110,000 tons of corn to Mexico, so demand remains supportive. It's just a question whether the funds will hang on here for a while.
Well, the overnight lows last night in corn took prices almost 27 cents off the last week's spike high, and I'm wondering if that now becomes a consolidation trading range in your mindset.
Yeah, I think we're due to maneuver sideways. When you look at the relative strength index, it's overbought. In order to keep the market in position to hold together here, we'll probably need to back and fill a little bit, but it's going to have to be important to hold those lows overnight. If not, we could probably be subject to more of a deeper correction.
We heard over the weekend from Glenn Ring the probability in his mindset that the highs are in. He gives it 90% probability that the highs are in corn and wheat for the next several months. Are you in that mindset too?
Well, could be. You know, it's been well advertised. We'd probably make a high prior to year end. From last fall to year end. I know it's a wide time zone, but I would think we're in search of a high. There's no confirmation the high is in place. The funds decide to buy, they'll come in and push it higher one more time. Seasonally, we usually trend higher going into Thanksgiving, 1st of December. Once harvest is wrapped up, it's awful hard to get producers to sell. Once they pay minimum storage, they're going to hang on to it until that minimum storage is up. Or once the producer puts grain in the bin, it's awful hard to turn right around and empty that bin. So seasonally, we're in a position here with harvest on beans probably 93-95% complete and corn harvest around 90% complete. The cash flow is probably going to shut off.
Soybeans, November, they go off the board tomorrow. Anything there that we should be noting?
Well, we're watching the delivery process. They're still circulating about 1,500 contracts around. Those will find a home. But for the most part, I don't know if we'll see a whole lot of fireworks. The funds have already rolled out of those clear last month. So I imagine they'll probably go off orderly fashion. Once the November goes off, the January's will be the lead contract, and they're a 12 to 13 cent premium right now to the November's.
We're looking a lot at the meal lately, which has been rallying with the corn on tight feed grain supplies. How important in your mindset to see a close above $200?
Well, that's going to be the swing point there. The Dease has been above the $200 benchmark, but we failed to stay up there. The key is on the downside is to hold this 194 area. Tomorrow morning's NOPA crush report will be kind of important. They're looking at for around a record crush of 156.4 million bushels. If that's the case, we could probably see a buildup in meal and oil stock. So I would say tomorrow's NOPA crush report will probably set the stone stage whether we're going to push on through this $200 benchmark or not.
In the wheat, the weak basis have some traders wondering whether or not the contract is functioning as it should. The Chicago Board of Trade calling a meeting on Thursday to discuss that. What do you think might come out of it?
Well, I'm not quite for sure what will come out of it. The delivery process is really questionable anyway. When you look at what the average producer has to deal with. Last July, looking at the July futures contract in the delivery process, we had basis as wide as $1.10 in some areas, and for the average guy to deliver, that's virtually impossible. So they need to reevaluate the whole thing and let guys deliver small contracts.
Sounds like people will be closely watching deliveries against the December then.
Well, you look at the delivery process, it's along the Illinois River. It's an export market, and there's great debate about the whole delivery process with these elevators now switching gears towards the domestic use side of the equation. If these ethanol plants being built, there's some talk that, we need to refocus the whole delivery process.
Thanks much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities in Normal, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered light showers and drizzle during the morning. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, highs from 44 to 54. Wind speeds today 8 to 16 miles per hour. The minimum afternoon relative humidity between 60 and 75%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog forming, lows from 32 to 39. Tomorrow, patchy fog during the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs from 46 to 58 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.